さあみんな一緒に
スケベが大好き。
気持ちよくなりたい。
無効性
鍛え続けた。
無効性
己の武器を。
無効性
今振る時だ。
Let's go to paradise。 無効性
冒険者なら。
無効性
楽園目指し。
無効性
Oh yeah. Do we have an intro?
Rare
species or rares?
I don't think so.
The last one was kind of a fever dream.
Yeah. let me be the guide on this one, Russ.
Yeah. You are the interspecies review editor. I'm the interspecies review associate.
And Paris is the guest columnist.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'm the pundit in the corner with the.
You're a New York Times pundit of interspecies relationships.
You're kind of the Brett Stevens of like fucking mermaids or whatever. Fucking like a literal bedbug girl.
Woof. Woof.
Oh boy.
Oof.
Yeah.
It's me. The monster girl crank.
Well, listen, lobbyists are not half lion, they're half snake, okay? Come on, folks. Oh, listen here.
Oh, and don't even get me started on the ones from The Witcher. Folks, you know what it y'all already know what it is. It's Interspecies Reviewers. We're covering our favorite horny, awful anime. Good. In some ways, people are calling this a spiritual successor to Monster Musume.
I think it is.
I like to think of it as a companion.
As the term in the industry is, I think this is the bigger and more badass version.
This is not your daddy's Monster Musume.
Absolutely.
Okay, listen,
not.
I gotta defend Monster Musume here because I'm still a Monster Musume fan. That is a reflection of our world. It's Monster Girls looking outward.
It's very true.
Whereas this is working Monster Girls inward.
That is as in, Monster Musume is a what's the right word here? It's a magical realism story, and this is just complete fantasy.
Absolutely.
This is a completely different world.
This is
Gabriel Garcia Marquez is like sleeping peacefully. He doesn't roll once for that. He's in an even more rested state, knowing that the state of magical realism only goes better
at the end of this. Somebody will be born with a pigtail, by the way.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, 100%, but not for the reasons you're thinking.
Oh yeah.
So in this one, folks, we should
probably preface, we have a guest on this week. It's our friend Paris at Doragon on
progressive
Twitter.
Anime fan, as you all know.
That's me,
the line of anime that's, known by some.
That's my cross. Both of those are my crosses to bear.
We're covering a very progressive anime.
Beef up how great our guest is this week. We had Paris on. I think the first time I ever talked to Paris was our Monster Musume podcast.
We become
closer as friends. I'd say we're peers and friends, and we all respect each other. I think what I remember most is mid Monster Musume recording, I got mad at Paris and told him to follow me on Twitter.
That sounds like 2015 era Russ.
I don't follow a lot of people on Twitter, so that happens a lot.
I've started trying to adopt your way of life, which is letting people languish in my mentions for as long as possible.
It's the way to go.
It's kind of the only way to do it. Turn your notifications on to followers only.
Yep.
Or no, people you follow only.
People you follow
tell everybody
only.
Else.
Yeah.
If somebody makes an account, they've really got to do their diligence screaming in my mentions.
You got to put in the work.
Yeah,
you gotta work.
And also, you gotta be a psycho like me, and have my followers set to a specific number, which is currently 555. So basically, I have a policy that one must perish so that another may live.
The Highlander.
So there's even so it's like there's people that
the way
I like
the world is,
and I'm like, well, I'm sorry.
The way the world is turning, there might be some openings. There might be some openings soon, Paris.
You know what? True. Very true.
If you get killed by coronavirus, does your account get deleted?
You might eat.
I mean,
well, Paris is in a state of flux now because you follow Joe Biden and he may or may not be dead right now.
Your fingers hovering over the unfollow button.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm always waiting. Parody, satire, satire, parody.
Parody, satire. Folks,
I love Weezer. Okay, let's watch episode 4. We're going to try to cover 4, 5, and 6 in this episode of the podcast. For everybody at home, again, I highly recommend the subs by the Judas subgroup on Nya. Go do that.
They're quite good.
The uncensored ones. They're very good. I can't remember if they've got the OP and ED translated by this point in the series. I get it later.
Think so. Yes. I think by this episode. Yes. Maybe.
And also I want to give some historical preface. This is the episode that that got them taken off the air.
I have not seen this yet.
This has the infamous barbecue scene in it.
It is very good. IMO. Yeah.
Russ, you're about to experience something the likes of which you've never seen. And so are our viewers if they haven't seen this yet. But let's go ahead and cut to the chase. We'll do a countdown, 3, 2, 1 play, and then I'm gonna click play, and it, you at home can also do that. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1 play. Starting out good.
Oh yeah.
It starts with a scream, very scary.
Mm-hmm.
In the
very horny,
you know, inspired by the works of Poe.
Very horny, starting with a scream.
Very horny, just like Poe. Very horny.
Krim, low-key best character in the show.
Krim is absolutely wonderful.
Goated. Krim is goated on the sticks.
The best.
Character you'd most like to own a figure of, Krim?
I mean,
I saw that they made that fairy lady into a figure.
Oh,
so
fuck,
I kinda,
yes.
Yeah, I want that.
I like a big resin figure of a certain character that's gonna pop up. I know about this character because I know the controversy.
Uh-oh.
And just lounging about and working. Anyway, I shouldn't even go any further into this. We'll talk about this later. Mm-hmm. Keep in your mind, viewers, the character I want to see.
I definitely want a figure of the Mao bird lady right there.
Oh, she's good.
She's fantastic.
She's good.
Wait, I'm trying to think of which controversial character you're thinking of, Russ, and there's multiple ones it could be.
I know. Let's just say I want this figure to be the first ever with electronic components you can plug into the wall.
So this was the episode that came out a week after Funimation dropped them, which is very funny because it starts with us thinking they're dead.
It's really good.
It's pretty good. Okay, they haven't translated it yet, unfortunately.
Okay, so I think it's the next episode.
They're out.
This was still airing on TV, but not being dubbed by Funimation.
Yeah, it was the next episode, I think, when it got dropped.
Wait, was it getting proper dubs?
Yeah,
I think.
It was being simul dubbed. Yeah,
that's that's yes,
so insane,
incredible.
Oh, I gotta find out who the VAs were because I'd love.
And you
to
know, like the thing that the crazy thing is that like the manga that this is based on isn't actually, it doesn't go that hard.
Yeah, I read through the manga and they don't get into the sex scenes that much. So like they show boobs and stuff, but it's not like
Passione just decided to go the fuck in is what happened.
They need, they need to make a figure of the fucking hex maniac octopus.
Higurashi is in the right hands.
Yes, I was just about to say this. You know, the very sexy very sexy visual novel Higurashi.
Yeah, I don't know anything about visual novels. I know there's one where somebody sticks eggs into dead women.
Oh yeah, that's I totally forgot the name of that one, but that one goes the fuck in.
That's the only thing I know about novels my friends read.
I think that one has a bad like hentai OVA. I think
that's most visual novels to me, I think.
Yeah.
They don't hang out with the dog man that much. I want more of the dog man.
The dog man's really cool.
I think they're worried about having to explain pink lipstick to people.
You know,
oh, because he 100% has one.
Yes, you know, of course.
I don't think they are.
They're prepared. We saw like a hyena giant clit pseudopenis. So like,
oh yeah.
I think the best part about that episode is the fact that you learn that fact through the show, and then you are forced to bring it up in real life.
Yeah.
No, it is the classic thing where it's like,
well, it's something I've been yelling at you guys about for like decades now.
I was gonna say that's an Alan fact right there.
I know.
That's something that, like me in 2016, I would drink like 240s and then like go paste a bunch of pictures of hyena clits in the group chatters.
I know. But like
classic,
you know, whenever anybody talks about Taco Bell, you have one person in the conversation has to get Taco Bell 24 hours later.
Right.
This show has made it that if you learn about the hyena penis fact, the female penis fact, everybody has to know about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hyenas will give you that pipe.
Yeah.
They need to have a scene where they give birth through the penis like real hyenas do too.
Oh man.
Hell yeah.
Just looks like a fucking looks like when Bugs Bunny sticks his finger in Elmer Fudd's gun and it explodes like a banana peel.
God.
Looks like that shit, man.
Woo.
This dog guy is like, oh, dog, dog, dog.
That's what dog men sound like, man.
They're so horny, they can't even talk.
Hell yeah.
So this is, they're going to full on succubus place.
Purebred.
Yeah.
Lilians.
Oh, fucking Kawaru's like freaking out over here.
Look at them.
Now, we talked about the cat ladies having crazy big mascot hands. These big hands I like.
Yeah, that hand is a
yaoi hand.
Yeah, that's a yaoi hand for sure.
It's like being pampered by a Minnie Mouse mascot at Disneyland.
That's what the cat was like. The cat had given me mascot hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the cats have. Yeah.
Alan asked me if I'd be disgusted by it. I'm like, I think Felicia from Darkstalkers trained us.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
I'm in. I'm.
Oh, they have the goat legs, though.
Oh, yeah. Need me one like that.
I'm not gonna say anything. But oh boy, what's up with that tail? Looks like a dinosaur tail.
It's pretty good.
It is pretty good. Where's the part where, hold on, there's a really good part in this opening sequence that we
I know what you're talking about.
It's something that made me think like, oh, this is why they got taken off TV.
Yep.
Mamma mia.
Again, need me one like that.
Yeah.
Tremble is when you're coming.
Final boss.
Yeah.
I like this idea.
Yeah, this is really funny. You gotta get your
picked up like one of the little power ups in Doom. Like,
you gotta get your magic resistance up for succubus.
This is some real callbacks here. But do you remember when they released the Castlevania Pachinko machine, and it was fueled by erotic violence?
Hell yeah!
Do you remember that, Alan?
No.
When they released the Castlevania Pachinko machine, Konami, people were like, I think literally if you got like the ultimate pachinko you know, the 777. It was erotic violence.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yes.
That's
Glenn Danzig erotica.
This is I'm just definitely saying, erotic
that
violence.
Was an, yeah. If there was an MMO where you had to survive and there was fuck buffs and stuff, I think people fuck would buffs. Be into it.
I'm pretty sure that already exists.
Do you think I would expect them to just to like cast some sort of like stamina buff, maybe like a health buff.
Yeah.
Do you think in this world there's specific like dick based buffs?
Yeah, what would a sex tank be?
That's a bottom.
Yeah. All bottoms are sex tanks.
Sex tank. Yeah, true. I mean,
I'm becoming one of those accounts that just posts top and bottom memes, by the way.
The music that plays during this is incredible.
What's a sex DPS?
Oh boy. My ex-wife. Y'all know
Oh boy. We all know a sex healer is a giant jar of Vaseline.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They might really die.
I hate when I get drained of all my cum and die.
Yeah. Sometimes it hits like that, you know?
It'd be like
it
that.
It do be like that sometimes. Oh yeah.
This is funny. This is good.
Now Paris, this is something we've been talking about.
Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotta bring all 100 of my orc pig friends. Do you happen to know why orcs are pigs in Japan?
I don't.
Is it a Dragon Quest thing?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I know that like they're kind of like monkey pig like in Tolkien shit. And yeah, maybe just the pig part is what they latched onto.
I thought it's either Dragon Quest or there was a pun on orc and pork.
I don't know. Yeah, because it might have been because I know that like a lot of that D&D stuff came over to Japan because of like the old computer games and stuff like Wizardry and all that shit.
Right.
So maybe
like some old like Monster Manual drawing.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like a pig, and they were just like, "Fuck it, that's an orc."
We fucking love this pig.
Yeah.
Did you think Gary Gygax would ever in a million years have believed that his
at Konosuba would happen?
Yeah, well, I was gonna say like
this,
he was crafting the Monster Manual with his friends, and he said, 40 years from now,
somebody's gonna be like, what does Mind Flayer pussy feel like?
Oh, I've got some art to show you guys. Also, our reviewers are, but this rules, eye catchers rule.
This is
our reviewers
good.
Suck, because that sounds like the ideal experience.
Yeah, that's one of the ones where I was like, I don't know, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's just like, you mean you don't want to just completely be drained of all of your nut for 3 weeks?
You know, it's like game reviewers
one
when
for
the...
once.
Oh,
we don't
yeah.
see enough of her.
I forgot about this lady already.
This is good.
Yeah. Wife stuff.
Is she a dryad?
Something like that. Some sort of plant spirit.
A kelpie?
No, kelpie's more like a horse Celtic
that's
thing.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
At least that's what Persona told me.
Oh boy, here we go.
Here's what definitely got them taken off the air. Like a parent complained. Somebody's mom was like, my kid was home from the coronavirus and he saw this and now we can't go eat out anymore.
Now he knows what pussy is.
We went to a hibachi place and they asked, where's the monster pussy?
I mean, where it at, though?
That being said, if there's a sequel chapter, folks, I want to apologize. I have not seen any of this animated. I know of this because how could one not have known?
This was in like the New York Times.
It's even better in motion. Let me tell you. I knew about it beforehand as well. And
me coming in, pardon the pun, raw on this one was just like, it was just like, huh, what? I can do this.
Is this allowed? There are a couple episodes after this where I was like, legitimately, like, that the guy in the vine is this allowed?
I've been reading ahead in the manga, and there is something that happens even later on that is not going to get animated. That it just keeps getting more galaxy brained.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank goodness.
The person who made this is maybe the smartest person on Earth.
Yeah.
Thank God for perverts.
Yeah. Perverts are some of the most ingenious people I know. You know how absolutely. Like an octopus can, like, if it can fit its tentacle through something, it can get through it.
Yeah. It's like this person, but with their penis.
Yeah. If they can fit their penis through it, they can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figure a way through it.
That rules.
I love the detail of Trim, like, flying, but like their wings don't move at all.
Yeah,
that's what angels be like.
Yeah,
that's what angels be
it's
like.
It's very. I do find that. I think it's very, very cute when angels are depicted that way.
Stunk is the strongest man in the world, and like could be like a world saving hero guy, but he just loves that coochie so much.
Oh yeah. He just can't. I mean, he's like if all of Berserk was just the first page where he's just fucking that lady, like,
hell yeah,
that's him.
Here we go. That's what the inspiration for the series was, is he got to the next chapter of Berserk and went like, that didn't keep happening.
Fuck yes.
Oh boy, here we go,
folks. This is the mystery figure you've been wondering about. Yes, I want a figure also functions as a grill.
Oh,
fucking George Foreman.
What if it was like a little figure and then you could like make it steam? That would be so sick.
Hell yes.
A good drinking game for this show would be to take a shot whenever somebody goes,
Yeah, that'd be good.
You'd be dead. Mm-hmm.
Femme flesh. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good. I do love the just flaming lady. It's very good.
Yeah, she's just on fire. She's just Firestar from Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
Oh, yeah.
Just boob grease. I love
it. Yeah, like love it.
I love just soaking up pussy mana.
Yeah. It's so good. Oh boy.
This is the only thing he's able to talk about. Whoa!
Yeah.
This rules.
And now you're about to see what took him off the air for real.
Oh yeah.
We're watching history being
there.
Made
it is.
Here we go. That's the money shot. That's the money shot.
That's the indentation of the clit in your meat. What's going on here, man?
Naughty barbecue.
Naughty BBQ.
The detail that was like some, you know, like how the Kiss X Sis guy is like hides pussy drawings and like reflections and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is like that, but without any subtext or subtlety.
Here we go. Here we go.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No way.
Is this allowed?
Is it allowed?
Is this allowed?
Mamma mia.
That is a spicy amita ball. Yep.
Well, anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Nice boat. Nice boat.
They nice boated themselves in
nice
the show.
Boat.
How
boat.
Wild is that?
I could not believe that, yeah.
They still made
straight
it horny, though.
Nice boated themselves. But, yeah.
The god.
Incredible.
Passione. They might not be the best studio for animation. They might not, but they are the bravest.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Brave. Mamma mia.
Hey, when They're I get full melting. From pussy sausage.
Yeah. When I get that pussy sausage.
Grim just it just gets so horned up over eating sausages.
Yes. Yeah. I do. I love that Krim is always like the horniest one secretly. It's very
good. It is
good.
Funny because she's very cute. I do like it.
Krim's just like. And then like these like horny prostitutes are like, oh, I'm going to eat this one alive.
Oh, you mean yeah. this? You mean this big dicked angel boy?
Yeah, we are going in. It's really good.
That their decision to give Krim a huge dick is also great.
Yeah, it's incredible.
That's how you know we're dealing with a master.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so funny. This is like a throwaway line that I love.
His elemental resistances turns out to be
like what are his clothes made out of? Why didn't his clothes burn off?
They're angel clothes. They're from heaven.
I bet there's some absolutely. Art book somewhere. There is a 200-page essay about what is clothes.
Absolutely. Angel weave.
Russ, it's kind of in the anime.
Damn.
They don't get into the clothes, but there's a big deal made of his elemental resistances at one point.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was too busy busting down. God.
Hell yes.
Just thinking about if I had sex and then afterwards I smelled like Taco Bell or something.
God, good Lord.
Smell like fucking McDonald's.
You smell like a damn bratwurst. Just.
That's the dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking Need for me a one like that.
Pussy juice like Sweet Baby Ray's. What's going on here?
Sweet Baby Ray.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
There's some Sweet Baby Ray's on Sweet the ribs and take it from there.
Yeah.
Rib ticklers.
Yes.
The god.
Very good.
There a deeper plot here?
Again, this is something that's going to have to get covered in like season two.
Oh, I can't.
Damn, that just flew past.
Yeah.
Right.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what we usually do during the credits, I guess we'll continue is Russ, how are you going to adjust your rankings?
We really got to write this down. Oh, man, she might be top tier. Salamander girl.
Oh, yes.
I've got my rankings written out. I'll send you a copy later and you can adjust as needed.
I think Salamander Girl's up top.
I think
she might be number one.
Now, what about the Lilim? Where do you put them at?
Lilim might be underneath the cowgirls.
Really?
Oh, the cowgirls are pretty good.
I do
good.
Love a succubus.
My current ranking is slime. Number one, slime. Oh. Number two, octopus.
Mm-hmm.
Hyena, bird. Mm-hmm. Fairy, cow, cat.
Ooh, nice.
Now I don't know where I'm gonna slot in. I don't know where I'm gonna slot in salamander. I think I'm gonna put salamander behind octopus.
I think as far as we are in currently, salamander's on top. But there's some real good stuff coming up.
I love the salamander, but I'm thinking of this practically is that I don't have fire resistance.
Right, right.
I'll develop it. We live in a world of science, Alan. Yeah, exactly. I can get a heat proof.
Dr. Stone's got to fucking invent something for you.
Dr. Stone's got to get his rocks off.
Oh, man.
He absolutely does not, though.
Yeah.
Please do not slander
my vassal champion like this.
I'm just saying the only Dr. time Thought he would Destroyer. Ever fuck.
Oh, absolutely.
The only time he would ever fuck is just to prove a print lesson.
Oh, yeah. Like when he got married to that girl for 15 minutes.
He's like, I was just trying to own somebody with logic.
Yeah. You don't think I could fuck that? I will, just to show you.
I'm going to put Salamander and Lilim in between Octopus and Hyena. Wow. These are tentative. I don't know how to feel. Okay. I'm going to have to reexamine all this later.
One thing you'll notice from these lists is the more likely they are to beat the shit out of you, the more higher they'll make it on Alan's.
Slime is like up there and they can be anything. Slime is limitless possibilities.
Slime can do whatever you want.
I feel like slime for me would be like Netflix, where I would be like, I could do anything. I don't know.
Oh, you'd have like you'd have choice paralysis.
Netflix is to slime as slime is to Netflix.
Well, especially now that the Gwyneth Paltrow's got her goop show on there.
Oh boy. Oh dear.
Man. Oh boy. Okay.
I mean, when do you think that Gwyneth is going to have people start cooking steaks in their vaginas?
You know, she's told people to put eggs up there. So like,
yeah. I'm sure somebody tried to make some like.
Remember that time somebody made bread from their pussy yeast on Twitter.com?
Oh yeah. I'm sure somebody's tried to make some like, I don't know, some like yoni beef tips or whatever.
I'm trying to think about this. So I mean, if you had a fever, could you maybe sous vide something inside your pussy?
I guess if you left it in there long enough, yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, I don't know if like I don't know if there's any like thing around like 100 degrees, like would have to stay in there if it was like in a vacuum tied like bag or like a something like that. Like somebody vacuumed, like they put like a sausage in a condom and then vacuum the air out put it up there. Like, could it cook it over time if you left it in there for like a day?
Alan, how about you start the next episode?
These are some questions we got to ponder. Episode 5 queued up.
These are real questions.
We've got another OP. We could discuss it there.
Okay. Let's get this started. 3, 2, 1, go. We good?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, Alan, do you want to continue your line of... Oh, no, we got some stuff here.
Okay. So, soft-boiled sous vide egg. Huh? Let's see what we can do here.
Oh, boy.
What temperature? 150 degrees Fahrenheit. Shit.
Oof. No.
I think that's, hit it.
You'd have to be dead.
I know I can. You might be able to do like a salmon or something. I know like when I sous vide like pork for like my ramen, I usually do that like around like it's like 145. Right. And I think steak you can do like 129 or 130. Russ, we saw I showed you the first half of this episode. And then your sister and her fiance came to your house, and then we had to stop.
Yes, that's it.
Because we weren't allowed.
Oof.
Oh, see, this is storytelling.
This is definitely one of those parents walked into the room.
There's no good moment for them to walk into the room.
Either they'll be drawn on. Oh, this is looks like a cute kids cartoon.
Oh, yeah, they might see some, like, some goofing boy. Around in the tavern, and then it's like 5 seconds later, there's going to be a whole pussy on the screen.
The show's so good, they'll get drawn in and then proceed to watch the horrible thing and still, like, I want to let you watch the sun, but...
I mean, it's kind of like the whole thing, like, people always say, like, you know, I try to play God of War in the living room on the PS2, my dad would always walk in right when Kratos is fucking.
Oh, it's like, yeah,
You were constantly playing that part over and over, though, Alan.
I just love... I love God of War 3 where they just decided to give Medusa big titties.
Hell yeah.
We haven't seen a Medusa in this yet.
Ooh, yeah, that is true. No Medusas.
We have a male Lamia.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay.
You know where we're at.
Okay, we're bumping up on a top tier one on my list for
sure. We're getting up to in some We're going up another notch in the galaxy brain meme.
Oh, yes.
We don't see enough of this the little dwarf guy, and then like the Volcel lizard man.
Oh, yeah. The lizard man is so cool.
Okay, now here we go, Russ. This is the first time you're seeing the translated lyrics.
I love being a horny bastard.
I do love all things dirty.
This is an inclusive message.
Yeah. It's like, hey.
Hey, look, if you're horny, we don't give a shit what species you are.
Yeah.
I think the real world, I think this is
the rainbow coalition that Jesse Jackson was talking about.
yeah, exactly.
This show is for people that
voted for Bernie.
Yeah.
This is the Bernie Bro show.
This show is for people that back 10 years ago would put on their Tumblr things like, I'll fuck anything with a hole.
Am I gonna piss anybody off if I ask Alan what's the Warren show? what's the policy nerds show? Ooh. I should say the Warren show.
No, that's the Warren show. Let's see, policy nerds.
I don't know.
Are we gonna limit it to isekai?
no, anything.
It's got, okay, so some anime that like rules nerds would like. I feel like it's got to be that show about the
rail wars. I don't know.
It's gonna be rail wars, or it's gonna be that show that's about like the high school prodigies that get isekai'd into a new world.
Oh yeah.
That's their dream.
Rail wars is bad, and there is a lot of rules, but I don't want to discredit trains because I think trains are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's a different kind of rules nerd. It's a train nerd.
Yeah, that is true. train nerds are a whole different
train whole nerds different breed. Are with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're, oh, hell yeah.
Train nerds are shout outs to
Train Simulator 2020. Very good game. Very good game.
In the world that the liberals want, we'd be all riding around on trains all the time and shit. So
hell yeah.
Thinking about like a Warren staffer like getting like a rail wars like tattoo on their arm.
Oh, we haven't.
I love that, like, they love the cowgirls so much.
I don't blame them.
I mean, it do be like that. I mean,
it do be like that.
Must not be in
like
the mood.
I don't like that the milk was just spraying out like a sprinkler.
Well, I mean, you know,
I mean, it's not good.
This is great.
I wonder what could happen.
Yeah, I wonder.
I wonder what this could be talking about. This is a Cyclops-themed establishment.
Yes.
Clearly, they're actually talking about breasts.
Yeah, of course.
I like the idea that they measure...
Yeah!
I like the idea that they measure the contacts with, like, cup sizes, because that makes me think that, like, you could put a bra over somebody's eyeball.
Yeah, or you could drink out of one of their...
Number one.
Really? This specific Cyclops girl or? I think I know which one.
I like that one. I think one of the other ones I like more, though.
Pink haired one, right?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah. That's number one and number two.
Oh, I'm excited to. I met them, but I'm excited to re-meet them and become more familiar.
Very good.
Hey Zell, don't box women into what kind of proportions. That looks like Yukako from part four JoJo's, but with a Cyclops.
Hell very yeah. Good.
The hair was the exact same.
This
here
is very
go.
Good. Yeah. Flea hair one is good too.
They're good.
Fucking Rem and Ram over here.
Yep. Yep.
Got him.
Somebody need definitely will draw that.
If it hasn't already been made.
Yeah, if it hasn't already.
if they ain't out there.
It will.
Gotta get my hacking skills. I'm on Pixiv.
I'm in.
I'm checking artist Twitter.
This is so... I like the different setups that they have for the rating scenes are very good.
This is something Russ and I have talked about. We enjoy that all the, like, the ratings take place in metaphorical space.
Yeah, it's
like
it, extremely
like an Ikuhara
good.
Work or a work from Ikuhara or traditional Japanese theater.
This girl rules.
Yeah, she's good.
The amount of detail they put into these titties.
Yeah.
Made by real not fakers.
Yeah, these people love some breasts.
The only thing we're missing is they don't go full Valkyrie drive or whatever and put some visible veins.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was Galaxy Brain.
Nobody has the veiny boobies, yeah. Damn, he's got multi-arrow.
I know animation production takes a long time, but did you think at this point of the show they knew they were going to be off the air and just went all out?
No, because,
I think maybe after this episode, probably. Like, they probably had they probably had stuff planned out, but anime is made pretty fast and loose, so I would say that there were a bunch of episodes made after it got, or like there were at least like being finalized while after they got.
They might have changed some dialogue or something around. Yeah,
they might have been like, okay, we're just gonna go extra in. We're gonna draw a couple of more titties in these last few episodes.
Oh man, I remember this shit.
Yes,
oh,
yeah. squirt it in her. Yeah.
just.
I mean,
a genius came up with this.
Incredible.
I don't like this little halfling guy.
Oh, he's the Mineta of the show.
He makes some points later on, but
he does.
He's mostly bad.
It's heartbreaking that the worst guy you know, but makes a good point.
Oh yeah.
Basically.
Now this is great.
Yeah, this lady.
She's a real freak.
Yeah, this lady goes in.
The fact that that's the horny thing with him, it's so incredible.
So incredible.
Oh, who's ready for a worm?
Oh God, remember eyeball licking?
That's worm. Yeah. Oh yeah, worming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you thought there were going to be WYRM worms in this fantasy world? No.
Different kind. 7 out of 10 seems too low.
Yeah.
I do like how many of Krim's like reviews are just like, I didn't really like it, but she was nice, so 6.
it's very cute. I want an episode following the Virgin Lizard Man around.
Yes, yeah,
I want what he does day to day.
I want the Virgin Lizard Man to have his own show.
Interspecies reviewers gated, where it's just him going to the fantasy equivalent of like a game shop and buying a Magic the Gathering booster. Yeah, there's stuff you could do here besides have sex.
I forgot about that.
Aw, see, look at that. See, this is once again interspecies reviewers. This is why we need critics in society.
These eye catches.
They're very good.
Oh, this is that episode.
Yeah. Here's another top five coming up for me.
This is what I like to call the Leon special.
Yeah. So this is truly when I was like, is this allowed? Is this allowed? It is very funny that this is well after they got booted off of that one channel and then they went onto the other. They got onto the other
they're
channel.
They're still like airing in Russia or something like
yeah.
that.
Well, they got put on another channel, basically, a couple of weeks later.
We're only live on Russia in certain, but you can only watch the show on international waters.
It's like in like Madagascar, they still have it or something. some like island country that's like, well, I guess we don't care. Just put whatever you want to.
That's so funny.
I got to fill the airtime, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like to think that this is like something that like it's like a secret like pirate TV station, like fucking Videodrome.
Oh my god.
Like some, this is basically like if you, this is what Videodrome is, I think.
Yeah. Who wants to wear a Max Headroom mask and hack into a local PBS station?
And just show this mushroom prostitutes.
What, one episode they just reviewed Debbie Harry for some reason? I forgot this little motherfucker, the fairy guy. What's he doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ain't no fun if you're home, you can't have none. That's like the thesis of this show.
I would love to be friends with these guys because
they always just bring like an extra homie.
They're like, we think you enjoy this kind of pussy the best, so you're coming with us.
Like, hey man,
we need your expertise here, dog man or fairy guy.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, you want some bird pussy? Let's Lamia go.
The poor Lamia guy is too egg dependent.
Oh, yeah, that comes into play.
Oh yeah. The Lamia guy gets his
wish.
Yeah. This lady is very good.
She does rule. The queen look is what we like to call that.
Yeah.
The look of a true queen.
The look of a queen in her castle.
The look of experience.
She might be built into a tree, but still good.
Is she the sexy version of that Dark Souls DLC?
Oh, tree God. Woman?
I'm surprised nobody's fucked a Quaalog or something in this yet.
Jesus Christ.
This looks like the fucking forest from the Pokemon game.
Yeah.
The new Pokemon forest where like the little pointy nose guy hangs out.
Yeah.
Damn, there's some monsters I want to capture in here.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This is so good. I love it. They just sprout just out of
was
the
that
ground.
Sakuga?
That was Sakuga.
There's
we
a lot.
We gotta post this on Sakuga Buru or whatever.
Rock on.
This dude is.
What I want to know is is there like a psilocybin girl?
Oh man.
It's like how you know like you can technically buy psilocybin mushrooms in the US as long as you say that you're a scientist.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Shiitakes.
Have you ever just wished that that cum could just pour out of every orifice? I know
you
I
know,
have.
I haven't, but this is making me reconsider.
Helping Johns. That's so good.
I like that she's got fucking like sex, like Shinigami eyes or something. Like, what the fuck is going
on? Wait, are those like sex spores?
They're brown beach mushrooms.
Yeah.
I think they're all connected like through like some sort of like hive mind.
Yeah. Of course. Here's this.
Krim's so excited.
Krim's trying to get that dick wet.
How is he flying right now?
The amount of time this show lingers on Krim's junk is
it's good.
It's spiral.
It's almost woke. It's like dangerously close. Yeah.
Just have titties on your head. Why not?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Number four.
This is good shit. Good app. I mean, high tier shit.
Yeah.
Oh, but here we fucking go.
We're going hot pot on this one, baby.
Here we go.
Wow.
You are not ready for this.
I forgot about this.
You are not ready for this, Russ.
I fucking forgot, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is reminding me of so many like fucking Newgrounds Mario parodies.
Oh yeah.
Good shit.
Incredible. Oh, you thought they were done? No, they're not.
Nope. I can get away with so much.
This visual metaphor is gonna keep going.
I'm not seeing it, guys. What are they? What is this supposed to represent?
You know, it's delicious mushrooms.
Oh, okay. Nutritious.
You know when you take a mushroom out of the ground and it just bursts all over you?
Shiitake mushrooms.
I think if I picked up a mushroom and it just like immediately came everywhere, I'd put it back down.
I think I'd eat more mushrooms that way.
Just limp mushrooms.
Yeah, if I saw a mushroom that was limp like that, I would probably not.
This one's bad. I don't want this one. I'm putting this back on the shelf in the grocery store.
Yep.
Hey.
Uh huh.
Hey,
you allowed to do that?
Is this allowed?
Is this allowed, sir? How is this still not on TV? I'm not seeing what's the problem. I'm not a dummy, am I? I'm like waiting on bated breath here. We're all dead quiet.
This is more suspenseful than anything in my entire life.
This is very sensual. That's why you have to. I don't know how I feel
about her UGG boots. They're like built into her legs.
Yeah, I love the Mushroom Girl stubby feet. They have Fire Emblem 3DS feet, basically.
Yeah, their feet look like they're kind of clipped into the ground.
It's very good.
This rules.
She's gonna burst.
I hate when my head titties expel spores.
I love all who Crims reviews are just like, it was very nice.
Good shit.
She's very soft.
Never gonna disrespect mushrooms again.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I think... Jesus.
I mean.
Oh, Crim, beautiful. You dog, you.
Oh, Crim. Damn, what a good app. Man, that was good.
It was good.
Poo boy.
Good from beginning to end.
I don't know where I'm going to put my rankings now. This is a tough one.
Mushroom Girls might have jumped to number two.
Yeah. I'm definitely Mushroom Girls number, like, I'm going to say three. Mushroom Girls number three.
I'm going to put them at number three, too.
Cyclops Girl number two.
I'm putting Cyclops behind Bird.
Yeah, that feels like a good place to put him.
Because a Cyclops is still just a normal person.
Yeah.
Just if you're into eye shit, I guess.
Yeah.
I think there's a clear divide in that, like, below Cyclops, I've got the stuff that would just be, like, too much hassle, I think.
Right. Because
I've got Fairy, which is just like, okay, come on. Cow is just like, I don't want to get covered in milk. I'm lactose intolerant. I don't like, if I go this place, I'm going to be shitting real for like ever. Oh, and then the God. Cat was just like, I started thinking like, oh, like the sandpaper tongue, the big mascot hands.
Yeah. True.
Everybody loves Felicia from Darkstalkers, but like, come on.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that in this fantasy universe, Ben and Jerry's, there would be like a normal milk and almond milk, and then a Minotaur titty milk,
titty cow woman milk.
Yeah, ice cream. Like, the imagine having the Tonight Dough, the Jimmy Fallon ice cream.
God.
Made out of...
The one with potato chips in it.
Hell yeah.
This girl needs to, like, be careful where she sits, because she's just covered in cum all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like that one video on YouTube of the grapefruit lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
Absolute the grapefruit queen.
Technique.
Absolute queen.
It ain't easy.
It's so amazing she's not a one-off joke, and that she's an important character with she's a vital member of the community.
It's very good.
Everybody respects her.
They all love her.
Yeah. She's like,
there's no disrespect to her whatsoever.
She's like the goated prostitute. Like, she is like the number one. It's incredible.
It's wild. Okay, here's the last episode we're gonna do. Let me pause this real quick. I want to make sure we start at 00. Okay, episode 6, everybody. You guys see everything fine?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, play. Now, this is getting back at the whole analysis paralysis thing that Russ was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
When you work it too hard?
And just when there's so many options,
There's so many options.
Like, I go to the fucking Starbucks, and it's just like, can I just get a normal coffee?
God.
I came here to, what's a venti? I don't speak,
I don't speak fucking Italian. Hey.
Hey. I drink American coffee, please.
I'm thinking about Dennis Miller's Interspecies Reviews.
Oh my God. Woof. Oh, man. Woof.
Listen here, babe. The salamander, she was one hot customer.
Oh, Alan, hell no. Yeah.
Golems, baby.
Oh, this is a home run episode.
Yeah, this is a great one. This is, they again, Russ, they keep making it more galaxy brained.
This is the part, this is the episode that made me, where I was like, I'm like legit angry at how funny this show is.
It's so good, man.
Like, it's like actually funny.
Is it the Paris? Is it the dual thing where you're like, I want to show this to people, but I can't watch it with another human?
No, because if I was posting more about what I was watching, I would be posting about this constantly.
Yeah,
it's so good.
But like, I don't really do that anymore. But if this was a couple of years ago, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm mad that people aren't going to be able to see this. Because it's just a hentai, but it's very good. It's so much more than a hentai. Yeah.
It's so much more. It's an exploration. It's a journey.
This is like a journey to the deep dark recesses of the human psyche.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
and the human boner.
Yeah.
Which sometimes, am I right? Am I right, fellas listening? Sometimes that is your brain. Am I right,
hey-o.
Folks? Hey, my wife won't let me leave the house anymore. Hey-o.
I'm quarantined.
I'm quarantined.
I'm self-quarantined with my little wife, who I love very much, I don't mind being trapped in the house with her. No, I am not saying this through gritted teeth.
The heads are at it again.
If my wife was a monster girl, maybe this would be okay working from home. I like how the letters look like they're Skyrim letters.
Yeah, they're really good.
I can't stay too late at work. My wife, which is a giant eagle woman, has to snatch me from the sky.
I mean,
I have to get home before she lays this egg, which I'm going to eat.
Madri is very good. I want a Madri figure.
Queen.
She's queen.
This raises some very.
Yeah.
They got Chobits in this universe. I wish there was real Android episode because this rules.
Yeah, this is very good.
I don't think that was in the manga either. That was just a throwaway joke they came with.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Got it. Hal's horny castle.
You got to take liberties where you can. You know.
Now this rules.
Oh, I love From Software's Bloodborne.
Yeah, this is the fucking doll.
Yeah, just the wall of feet.
This is so much to take in. This is so much.
My favorite line in the whole show is about to happen.
Yep. I got a problematic headdress in the background too.
Yeah, it's fine. It's role
play. Build a bitch.
Yeah, build a bitch. You gotta go to build a bitch workshop.
You put the little heart inside him at the end. Actually, they do something kind of similar with that at the very end. Yeah. One of these.
Mm-hmm.
Magical muff holes.
Magical muff holes. Yeah, you just want to yeah. How much do you want this like living thing that's swimming around in an aquarium to yank? How tight do you want it?
Oh, they're a yanker and the tanker. Man.
This is so good.
This is so much.
I like that these are fleshlights in their world.
Yeah, pretty much. Organic Ona holes.
This, no, come on, Crib. That's not your first instinct.
It's not?
You sure about that?
I guess it is. Maybe y'all are right.
I like her just being kind of lifted up out of
the she's cute.
That's good. I don't want to get splinters, but it's good.
Yeah.
And they got some, some fucking real code vein looking eyes.
Krim's making one for Deuter right there.
His rules.
That looks like fucking Kenbaru from
yes.
Finally, with just a goofy face,
just googly eyed Kenbaru.
The theory is fucking Bowsette.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta go for the nun, you know?
I'm surprised.
You know?
I'm surprised there hasn't been a nun thus far.
True.
Is that a fighting game?
I think that's like their Chun-Li or whatever.
Hell yes.
Oh my god.
Damn, this is so good.
These are just like pre-built ones they just, you know, somebody left over.
Oh boy, here we go.
My man made a deep fake.
Yeah. Baghead. Oh, boy.
Do they have special Ona hole things for cloacas?
Oh,
they have.
Geez.
I mean, they've thought of everything.
This is very true. I'm sure you can make a request, right?
You better be able to. I don't even know if I can where I can put these on the list is the thing, because this is anything.
Yeah, true. This is a wild card.
I think it has to be
so much going on here, man.
Oh, man, I guess it can't replicate some things like it couldn't be like on fire like a salamander. Or it couldn't be shapeshift like a slime. She already said that.
Yeah. This is so good. Oh boy.
Oh no. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Good shit.
This rules.
Sometimes she just be whipping on that ass, you know?
Yeah.
Need me one like that.
That guy. I love that guy.
He's so cool.
The best. I like that even though he's a lizard man, he has like weird nerd hair.
Yeah.
I gotta make sure I bring a good artificer to my fucking brothel with me.
The personality part is so is the dirtiest part.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, I'm gonna make her a whore.
This is the most dark sided thing that maybe has been done in the show.
It's this is their most like deserved beat down.
Yeah.
Well, I might call it unethical, but
yeah,
damn it.
Good. I'm glad he picked the most fucked up option.
Yeah. I mean,
is it really the most fucked up though? I don't know.
This
might be the most fucked up one.
This might be the weirdest one.
That one and the first one were definitely the worst ones. Oh boy. Incredible, incredible.
Great shit.
Oh my
insane.
God. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
We learned the moral of the story, I think, here. Don't do deep fakes.
Don't do that.
I'm glad this is an applicable lesson to our real world we live in. Don't do a weird science.
Yeah.
Please do not do a weird science. That's what good sci-fi and fantasy. It lets us go into another world and experience things that reflect our own.
Yeah.
But puts it at a different angle. So
yeah, absolutely.
Don't make sex dolls out of your friends.
Yeah. Unless they're cool with it. If they're cool then you can.
This is like how, you know, they sell those like special like fleshlights. It's like, we scanned Mia Khalifa's pussy and made it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. True, true. Yeah.
I guess that's a lot easier to do with like 3D printed like dick dildos. But
yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, I remember what this half of the episode is. Fuck.
This one's kind of weird.
This one's yeah. That's saying a lot considering what we just saw.
Yeah.
We've seen in this show, we've seen a hyena fucking angel. We saw we saw a bunch of mushroom cum.
Yeah.
I think that might be the peak of it is when we were just watching this and it's like, what are you talking about? This is normal. It's a hyena fucking an angel.
That's normal in comparison to a lot of stuff.
It's pretty, yeah. That was like the most normal scene too, which is like,
yeah, that was that's the fucked up thing.
They just fucked. Like that was it.
Yeah.
It's not like, there's not a weird layer of abstraction like everything else has had where it's like, look, you gotta look into my eye when I come.
Yeah, she just piped him.
She just laid the pipe. This great mage Demia, we keep hearing so much about her. I wonder if she'll ever appear. The world building in this show, we don't give it enough credit.
They do set him up and knock him down.
Yeah.
They really do.
They really set up a real Chekhov's pussy situation.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this guy's going to go off.
And boy, does it ever go off.
Yeah. Kim just hates this.
What is this?
They're Will of Wisp fairy somethings or other. They just have these magic lights flying around them.
In Warcraft where like the wisps goes around the tree to collect the wood. That's what these are.
Nice.
And they're collecting wood.
Oh yeah.
They're collecting wood.
Oh yeah. Yes, they are.
I like that in most commentaries you'd be talking about like the what do you think about the animation here? You know, they really put in some quality work, and this is just us going, we're gonna polish some wood.
I mean,
it's good.
I think we're giving this a commentary it deserves, which is
it's mostly well animated for the most part. Like they save their budget up for like a sex scene in every episode.
Oh yeah,
Krim hates this.
Krim is like, I cannot deal.
The light subconsciously gathers in our sexiest parts.
Yeah.
Owned.
Ah, ha, ha.
my man's got a special beam cannon coming out of the dick.
This shit's gonna kill Goku. My man is
absolutely packing, like just
packing like Piccolo, if you know what I mean. Which Piccolo didn't have a penis, right?
We don't know anything about the Namekian situation, but I don't know if anybody in Dragon Ball has a penis.
That's good. True point.
This is like, I think their equivalent of like a European place. Like this is something that's popular in like the Netherlands.
Yeah, you just walk up and grab one.
One of those countries where they're just a little bit too filled with white people that are like red and tanned and just not good.
Oh, God.
Just some old swingers.
Hell yeah.
The people that go to the nude beaches too much.
Yeah.
It's pansexual demon.
Seedy light. It's like
Super Mario Galaxy. You are Mr. Gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it by the light. Wrapped up like a deuce in the middle of the night. Anyway, thank you, everybody.
I feel like there should probably be a bunch of like perverts peeking in from like the door.
Yeah, true.
Going blind. Who was that guy who got blinded by looking at Athena while she was bathing?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, same. Alan. Same. Same. So, listen, worth
also, it. Also, that's fucked up because it's like, I feel like the Greek gods were like, you didn't have to like wait for them to bathe. They were like naked like every day, like all the time. They're always like busting down on somebody. Like they are fucking all the time.
Yeah, that is true. They're very horny.
They're not very horny. The Greek gods, from one thing we get, they were pretty loose about the rules.
Yeah, that is true. They just can. It's just whatever somebody pisses them off.
Yeah, they're very petty.
Although I guess Zeus did turn into like rain or a bull or whatever. This is the best. This is the best light girl, by the way.
Oh, yes.
100%. First time we've seen glasses in the show.
Yeah. Megane
But also, he's saying that they're dumbasses.
Hell yeah. She got glasses and she's stupid?
Is that allowed?
That's a good combo.
It kind of sucks there's no furniture in this place. Just laying down on the floor. Is it implied that Krim can see through it because he's an angel and he's like,
yeah,
and because that's light magic?
That's that. Yeah, I think so. That's fucking incredible. Krim said, absolutely not.
No. The god.
I love his Dragon Quest hair.
We don't see this fucking crayfish man pop up again.
I miss him. He's just passing by, you know?
I like that there's some species that are just into orgies.
I just like, eh, yeah, you know, these like dark beings just show up. It's, you know,
they're doing damage to me.
You ain't ever going back to heaven, Krim.
Oh, Krim.
Oh, my God. I was afraid this
was going to be the last episode because of the way they ended this episode.
I hate when anime does that, when you're like, well, there's no way it could go any further. I mean, this is
standing erect.
The erect for girls parade.
That's absolutely. I'm the fucking. Yeah.
It's a parody of the Disney Electrical Light Parade. Yep.
Yeah.
This is so.
Yep.
This is up my alley, man. This might be the best episode. This might be the true 10 out of 10 episode.
Very good.
Bro, Russ, you've been looking for a Disney parody to pop up in this anime for a long time
now. Listen, no, but yes. Yeah, you're right. But
absolutely beautiful.
Do they have that at Disney Tokyo?
Oh, I think they do. I think they still have it. They even have a parody of the music that's super specific.
Hell
Can
yeah.
Can we send this to the podcast, The Ride Boys?
The Good Boys.
They're not allowed to watch this, I don't think, but
we'll force them to.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, this is great.
Oh, man.
I skipped this when I watched it the first time. So this is very good. Yeah, there's a hyena.
She's cool because she smokes.
Yeah.
Two best girls in the show smoke. It's her and the fairy.
Yep.
And her technically too.
Yeah.
She's smoking, you know, in another way.
I feel like the fucking mask.
Yeah. there she is. There's the mushroom girl. Very beautiful.
A queen at the
Very
end.
Beautiful.
Yep.
You see why I thought this was the last episode?
Yeah, this is definitely like some final last episode type beat.
I thought,
yeah.
Like, did they get taken off the air because of this? And they had to come up with a finale in like 5 seconds.
the people were so, the producers were so like, this is so beautiful. It just needs to end here. And then, so they took it off TV.
Is this the one? Yeah, this is. This is very good. One could argue that is still pretty horny.
It's still pretty horny.
They finally showed us the name of the next episode translated.
Yeah.
The gang gets laid at the Extravagant Egg-Laying Show. Miss Madry's Deep Dark Secret Uncovered. and the Sucky Girl popularity rank kink is unveiled.
Hell
yes.
Good yes. Shit. Incredible puns.
Oh man, should we review the interspecies review? Should we interspecies review interspecies reviewers?
Yeah. Okay, so these three episodes. So the first episode we had the succubus and the salamander.
Yeah.
Then we had Cyclops and Mushrooms.
Yes.
And then Golems and Will-O-Wisp Girls.
Okay, I'm going to say the Cyclops and Mushrooms is number one for me. I think that's definitely my favorite full episode. But I think the Golem is the actual peak of the whole show.
I kind of agree. I think that episode is best. And then I'd say the Golem and Light Girls is like second, just because that's such a good shit.
Yeah.
And then it would be the Salamander and Succubus, yeah. Which is wild because that is a crazy episode.
Yeah. I think I agree. I mirror yours, Alan. Damn. This anime keeps proving how versatile and needed it is.
This is exactly what we need in quarantine.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to put... This is tough. This is really tough for me. Below fairy, I'm going to put Will-O-Wisps, because at least the fairies, even though they're like impossible to fuck.
Yeah.
At least they've got the hot fairy and she could like hug your dick or whatever.
That lady's very cool.
She rules. So I'm going to put them beneath that because they're just like normal. They're just like normal people and you can't even see the boobs. So what's the point?
You can't
even see what you're doing. And then Golems, I don't even know where to put him in here.
Yeah,
it could be golems.
Now, the thing I didn't quite understand, are Golems a species?
Yes.
It was.
They're a type of monster. Yes.
It was implied that the Golem is like some sort of, you were building like the parts and then they put a spirit into it.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe that's like the actual heart that of like the Golem.
Yeah.
And it has like these horny personalities.
Yeah.
I guess. Did they show the bit from did they show the bit where they like they come back and see like what happened to the Madry Golem like later?
Oh, geez. I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that was just in the manga, but
just
it was
in the manga.
But like they like I think like the little gnome guy goes back later. And he's like, I saw one of the Madries that I made and they put her in like the default room because they're like,
right.
Because they're like, sometimes somebody makes like a girl that's just like, it's like, hey, this is really well made. We're just going to put her in the default room. But then people can like continue to like tweak those. So she was like, she had like tan skin and like red hair.
Or whatever. Nice.
And like, they like, dressed her up in a different outfit. And it's just like, she looked like Bowsette essentially. And it's just incredible. Like, what the fuck's going on? It rules. I think.
Beautiful.
I'm going to go ahead and put Golems under slime.
Okay. That's a decent ranking.
Because like a Golem could be anything, so I feel like it has to beat out all of the other ones. But yeah. But it's not the same as slime. But maybe it's better than slime? I don't know anymore. I think it's better than slime.
Yeah, I think I would like the consistency of a Golem more than the slime.
That's the thing, is that
it turned into real flesh.
Golems aren't my favorite, but it'd probably be what I would go to the most.
Just because it's anything.
It's anything. And it's like classic Oreos, you know, you might have another Oreo, you know.
Now the whole problem with this though is that you have to get really good at crafting.
That's true.
That's the thing. You have to like
I gotta like take a picture. I gotta bring like a reference picture.
Yeah, true.
Animal Crossing, like just have your phone into your face and you're looking, okay.
I gotta get like a QR code that I can
Your ball jointed doll game would have to be like super on point.
I feel
like
it'd
be like hella ball jointed doll gunpla mode.
Oh god, if you had to paint it like a fucking like gun ugh. just like out here with like a little like a jeweler's loop and a tiny paintbrush just like painting pubes on or something like
god on. Yeah
I mean it'd be worth it. I feel like do you think in this universe instead of sex dolls people like own a Golem?
Oh yeah, sure, absolutely.
I think that's probably a thing, or maybe they're married to a Golem. Ooh, wow, if you were married to a Golem. It'd be like being, it'd be like being married to Mystique. Am I right, folks?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right, can golems change their own appearance? Because like, she just like rip off her arm and put a new one on or something?
That'd be incredible. Honestly,
I mean, I might, it might happen.
Golems,
I gotta put a golem up there.
Yeah, golems, pretty cool, pretty versatile,
pretty good. So my current ranking is golem, slime, octopus, mushrooms, salamander, lilim, hyena, bird, cyclops, fairy, will-o-wisps, cow, cat. It's Alan, wild. What, Russ?
I don't have my rankings written down anywhere, so I'm like,
I'm gonna send you mine, and you will readjust them and save them in a Word document, like I've done.
Okay.
I just have this Word document on my computer that I think might be being synced to my OneDrive, so I can access this on my work computer if I wanted to.
Hell yeah!
But
unless your coworker ever taps you on the shoulder and goes, "Hey, Alan, I need to know what your ranking is.
Your monster pussy ranking is.
What monster pussy do you think yanks best?" But it's wild to me that of all the options we've been presented with, I left off elves and humans because it's just like a person with
pointy ears. Yeah, like, true.
Who fucking cares?
Elves can be kind of cool. Like
it was
depending on the, you know.
Yeah, like if it had some like elf magic or like a dark elf or like a, you know, a fucking adventure zone elf that's green or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Not to me. No.
No.
Russ is one of those guys.
I'm one of these guys still going at it.
Oh man. I don't know, but it's weird to me that like of all the ones we've met, the cat is the most boring one. And that was also the first one they did.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no to the cat, but the cat is definitely.
No, of course not.
Pretty.
I think all of these are queens. I haven't met a single queen I would be like, no.
It is
no
true.
Thanks.
They're all pretty
that
good.
The thing is, everybody in this show, you know, there's a little something for everybody and a little everything for everybody, too. Oh, boy. Well, next.
Everything for every boner.
Just. Any kind of fetish you didn't even think you're going to have, like next week when we get to the egg laying. Russ, do you think we should try to get Ben on for that one?
We'll work on it.
I was either thinking we save him for that one or the Magic City episode, but
I forgot about that.
Ooh, the Magic City episode.
Alan told me about
the Magic
Alan
City
told me a
episode
little bit about it.
Is so good.
I think that's like the version of like a theme park they have in that world. This universe owns. I think in terms of fictional universes, I could be isekai'd into.
Oh, this one for sure.
Yeah, number one.
Because even aside from like, it's like even if you don't even plan on going to like to a brothel, it seems like it's pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got their shit settled there more.
There's not yet. There hasn't been like a demon lord that's trying to kill everybody.
No, they're like people are doing quests. It's like a Konosuba type thing. I feel it's just kind of like, listen, we live inside of a video game, man.
It's just going to the tower. Yeah, it's just very Danmachi shit. Let's just go up in the tower and get that XP.
You've heard my theory about this show, and I'm going to keep this real brave because we're probably going to wrap up here in a minute. Uh-oh. But Paris, Centaur's Life. Do you remember that show?
Boy, do I.
And do you remember how like the big shtick was that everybody was descended from six-legged creatures instead of four?
Yeah.
My theory is that this is a universe where all species, all humanoid species are descended from bonobos versus
chimps.
Versus chimps.
Because bonobos, as we all know, are like chimps, but they fuck all the time.
Yeah.
They resolve conflict through fucking.
I mean,
you're kind of
violence.
So this is something that was like a throwaway line in the first episode, but they did imply that like everybody is part succubus in this world.
Yeah,
because like everybody's somewhere far enough back the line. Oh yeah, because we made a Liz Warren joke. Remember? Because I said like weirdly enough, she's the one whose DNA test said she's 0% succubus.
Oh my god!
She's like, I'm succubus because I've got high cheekbones. She's not. My grandpa told me so.
Oh no!
Imagine, and like, if the one listener to us who was like an Elizabeth Warren fan is just like, guys, come on.
Their avatar is Krim, but it's on like the fucking mint green background.
God.
Oh,
guys,
God.
Come on. I came here to listen to this news podcast, this very wholesome podcast about
anime fan on this one.
about mushroom pussy and hyena dicks and, you know, none of this politics in my monster prostitute reviewing.
I think you just show. Called me a suck you girl on national television. Oh, God, I hate okay. her so much.
Do we have anything to plug?
Bernie, please get Madry's endorsement. God, plug Hogcast Speedy Delivery, number one independent song pizza podcast on the planet. Please go listen to that. Or Shootcast Jamoni Delivery, our wrestling RPG spinoff podcast. We're trying to get more regular with that, especially now that we're all trapped inside. So we should be able to have freer schedules, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Paris, you got anything?
Let me think. I'm not really doing that much. Oh, actually, you know, when is this going to go up?
Sometime this week.
Okay, so yeah, but at the end of this week, starting on Thursday, I think, and ending on Sunday, datafruits.fm is doing a big, huge live stream with a whole bunch of DJs and a lot of electronic artists, some people that you've that you may know. I can't really confirm the whole list, but I will be doing that at some point. It's just going to be like a several day streamathon. So sometime starting on a Thursday through Sunday, if you're bored, isolated, you just want to listen to just, you know, any old random DJ just playing a whole bunch of music and maybe some people that you actually have heard of, just go to datafruits.fm this weekend.
And, you heard it here, folks. You heard it here first, folks.
Jam out Moby. In isolation.
Moby is going to be there.
Moby will be there.
Moby's doing the whole weekend.
Oh, man.
It's going to be the longest DJ set ever recorded.
Moby isn't technically a DJ, is he? Or what does he do?
Well, he does do DJ sets.
Let me go on.
This is true.
Yeah. Go to Yahoo Answers.
Is Moby a DJ?
Is Moby DJ?
I know he looks like the bald guy from Community. That's the only thing I know about him. And Eminem, he had a beef with Eminem at one point.
He did.
That's right.
Oh boy, that's about it. Russ, you got anything to plug?
No.
You usually plug your improv, but I'm guessing improv has been killed.
Improv died of the coronavirus.
Oof, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. Somebody's got to be sanitizing all those open mics.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, next episode, we'll probably be doing 7, 8, and 9. So get that. And probably before the next episode, the actual finale of the show will be airing next week. So get ready for that. Get your bowl of popcorn ready.
Hot buttery popcorn.
Do you know how much I'm gonna miss this show?
I know.
Oh, same.
It's like this and Doro Hedoro at the same time. I can't take it. My heart can't take it.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Everybody.
All right.
Great season.
Okay, everybody. Suck and fuck.
Suck and fuck.
Suck and fuck.